Blackstone Audiobooks presents Elsie Dinsmore by Martha Finley. Hope's precious pearl in sorrow's cup, unmelted at the bottom lay, to shine again when all drunk up the bitterness should pass away. Moore's Loves of the Angels. Chapter First. I never saw an eye so bright and yet so soft as hers. It sometimes swam in liquid light and sometimes swam in tears. It seemed a beauty set apart for softness and for sighs. Mrs. Welby. The schoolroom at Roselands was a very pleasant apartment. The ceiling, it is true, was somewhat lower than in the more modern portion of the building. The wing in which it was situated dated back to the old-fashioned days prior to the Revolution, while the larger part of the mansion had not stood more than 20 or 30 years. The effect was relieved by windows reaching from floor to ceiling and opening on a veranda which overlooked a lovely flower garden, beyond which were fields and woods and hills. The view from the veranda was very beautiful, and the room itself looked most inviting, with its neat matting, its windows draped with snow-white muslin, its comfortable chairs and pretty rosewood desks. Within the